Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Scott Otto, the Assistant Executive Director for the United Healthcare Children's Foundation, to talk about some of the stuff they have going on throughout the holiday season. So let's get started with this. Can you tell me a little bit about the United Healthcare's Children's Foundation and what they do?
Absolutely. So the United Healthcare Children's Foundation, or UHCCF, a little easier to say, founded in 1999, originally out of in Maryland. Back in 2007, however, United Health Group purchased that health plan and that with it the foundation, and brought it to a national level. Since that time, we have awarded over 18,000 grants to kids all over the country, valued at nearly $45 million. These grants go to help families that are facing healthcare challenges where their commercial insurance does not cover or does not fully cover the cost of the child's healthcare.
Perfect. And this holiday season, you're selling children's book and to help raise money. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how all that works?
Absolutely. So it's called the Gifts That Do Good program. And it is a whole line of merchandise, not only the storybooks that you mentioned, but we also have joke books, we have games, we have puzzles, plush animals, and more. The proceeds of which, 100% of those proceeds, go to fund medical grants for kids all over the country.
And then if somebody is interested in taking a look at these books, how can they do that?
A couple different ways. One, you can go on Amazon. So simply search for UHCCF, and you'll see our whole list of a product there. Another way, if you go to our UHCCF.org website, or more specifically, UHCCF.org/shop, that will take you to our storefront, and you'll be able to peruse items right there on the storefront.
Can you tell me just kind of the impact that that you've seen?
So I've been a volunteer with the organization for a little over 10 years. And I've seen us grow from, you know, volumes of, you know, about 1,000 children a year that we were helping in those early days. Now we are helping over almost 3,500 families in a given year. This year alone, we're going to distribute about $5.5 million, as I mentioned, to kids all over the country. These are kids just like maybe you and I, families that are working hard, making good choices in terms of how they spend their money, but where their health insurance, regardless if it's Humana, Aetna, or even potentially United Healthcare, regardless of who that commercial insurer is, they are eligible to apply for a UHCCF medical grant. I've seen countless stories of children that were never believed they would be able to walk, and now they're walking. We have kids who have never heard their mom's voice, who are now able to hear mom say, "I love you." There are children who are facing catastrophic things, cancers and things like that, where they never thought they would even live to their next birthday, where we've been able to come alongside those families, help the families achieve the health care or receive the health care that they were needing, and now watching those children thrive. Do have a number of different stories in the area of Iowa. Here, just to give you a couple points of data. In 2018 alone, UHCCF has awarded 31 different grants across the state of Iowa, nearly $41,000 in value to those. Children, you know, right there, even in Cedar Rapids, we've got an individual right there, as well, you know, different cities across the state. Most of the diagnoses that we're seeing, at least coming out of Iowa, tend to be for things like speech delay, diabetes, ADHD, but we also see other things, you know, cystic fibrosis, cleft lip, hearing loss, motor delays, et cetera. And every one of these stories, or every one of these children has a story. We do hear from families on a daily basis, parents just saying, "Thank you, my child is now thriving because of the assistance that they've been able to receive from the Children's Foundation in the form of that medical grant."
And then circling back to the holiday gifts that kind of go back into the foundation, can you tell me a little bit about the work and effort that goes into putting all that together and getting that as well organized as it is?
Certainly. Well, it all starts with the product design. So if I talk briefly about the storybooks, those storybooks are the inspiration of a group of volunteers that have put their time and energy into writing those storylines. So the author, Meg Katz, is actually a pen name, and each of those letters stands for the initial of one of those volunteers. So Meg Katz ends in an S. I'm Scott. That happens to be me. We've got seven or eight other individuals that participated in that creation. Similarly, we worked with two different artists that donated of their time and talents to do all of the artwork for those storybooks. we then took the nuggets or the building blocks that are contained within those storybooks, and we worked with some of the most reputable manufacturers that are available. So think about Douglas Cuddle Toy out of New Hampshire, one of the oldest plush manufacturers here in the U.S. They brought our characters to life in plush form as a different dimension to complement those storybooks.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Scott Otto, the Assistant Executive Director for the United Healthcare Children's Foundation. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.